Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel it?
That song get me carried away. You hear me? I don't know why I can't stop. Yeah, I cannot stop listening, man. It's just, How was your weekend, sis?
It was good, bro. I ain't got no complaints.
Oh, yeah. What y'all get into?
We got into just, you know, being around the house with the kids. Valentine's Day for me is every day. So we don't really,
right. That's
one of the holidays that I don't really get into because we do that every day.
There you go. Reese and I play it by, if you don't show me the other 364 days of the year, I don't want it on that 365th. You know what I mean?
Because
you're acting. You know, we feel like you're acting. So, yeah, you go ahead and keep that acting job to yourself. For real. I went to the MGM Saturday night. Debo was a little upset because we paid more than we normally would pay to get in. But I must say, We were late getting to the party, as we always are, because neither one of us believe that, put it this way, we don't even get together to go out until around 10:30, 11 o'clock. That's just what we do. I don't know why, but it's always, since we were young, it is always been that way. So, when we arrived at the door, the lady said, $80. Debo said, "What?" she said, "Yeah, you know, $80 to get in." And Debo was like, "Man, did you already pay?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Man, why you pay already?" I said, "Because I said that's what they charge us, you know." And it was just to see Junkyard, you know. I must add that caveat in there. It was just to see Junkyard Band. But don't get me wrong. This was not the same Junkyard Band that we saw at the little hole in the wall bar a few months back. They cranked. I mean, from start to finish, and then start to finish after their break. So they were well more than worth it. And at the end of the day, we had a good time, but it was just so funny. Damon Fuss from Debo, y'all. Debo Fuss, from the time we got in the car until we were home, until I got home, I just heard him fussing the whole time. Man, I would have never spent $80 for junk. That's crazy. That's crazy. And I'm like, dude, listen, man, we party the way we party, so we can't be mad about that. You know what I mean?
Right.
We can't be mad about that at all. We got to let it be what it be. We got a choice.
Yes,
we go in there or we don't. You know?
Mm-hmm.
We go in or we don't. And I'm glad we went in because I, for one, had a great time. You hear me? I reminisced and my mind took me back when they got the plan of Freakadeek Zone and With All My Heart and all of that, man. Good God, boy. Good time it was. Good time it was. Hey, y'all. Welcome to the people in the studio and the people online with Miss T. How you guys doing? Lady T. Don't get it twisted. Lady T, okay? We like to welcome everyone to Kale's Corner. And today we will be discussing the state of today's NBA with the trade deadline, which has come and go. Which team do you think has placed themselves in a better position with the moves they made concerning the trades? I know who I feel is in a better position, but I want to hear from you guys. And I know it's early, but I have to ask, do you see a finals favorite? You know, do you see a team that you think will be in the NBA finals, you know, in this early second half of the season? And I know we haven't had the All-Star break as of yet, but I feel like this is, we can go ahead and call this the second half.
Right.
Y'all, it seems like trouble is just following ex-Washington football team running back Adrian Peterson, ex-Minnesota Viking, Seattle Seahawk. Who else did he play for, damn it? I mean, let's just say NFL ex running back Adrian Peterson at the LAX airport in the form of a domestic violence disturbance between he and his current wife. And, you know, I have something to say about this, and I know a lot of people may not agree with my opinion, but I'm going to say it anyway. When we get to that. How was the Super Bowl to you? And I'm just not speaking about the game itself, but the halftime event as well. I want to know what you guys think about that. I had some fun. I had some fun with it. 50 Cent.
Oh, man.
I'll say this until we get to that segment. All these topics and more. Man, but Lady T, before we get into all of that, how did you enjoy the Super Bowl?
I watched it. I really liked the game. It was some calls that I really didn't care for on both sides. So I'm kind of mutual on the whole thing. I like it, but I don't like it because I wasn't in it and I wasn't there. So I'm kind of a little salty, not afraid to admit. I am. I'm a little salty. So
why?
I watched it a little bit.
So because you were salty, you didn't enjoy the game. You know what?
Yeah. Thank you. I don't turn down nothing but my caller. Okay? That's number one. I need to know that. I don't turn down nothing but my caller. I need all prayers. I take them all.
We
was one game away, bruh. So, yes, my little heart is still broke. My heart is still broken. It's like still broken in little teeny pieces. I'm trying to pick all the pieces up. And
you got L-I-G,
put them back
in
the
sis. You got
an
L-I-G,
you know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
I know what you're talking about. But you got L.I.G. it, man. Let it go. L.I.G.
Yes,
it.
I do.
I'm telling you,
I
young,
do.
It's going to haunt
I
you,
do.
Dog.
You're right. You're right.
Okay. Okay.
I ain't I know I got to go. I just ain't there yet.
We want to, before we start today's show, we're going to send a happy birthday out to the one and only late, well, not late great. Ooh, let me, the one and only great Washington football team corner, Daryl Green. Got to send a happy birthday out to Daryl Green.
Happy birthday.
You know, I love Daryl. You know, he was my man. He was my man as a player, and today he turned 62. Wow, 62 years old. And you know, the thing about it at 62, Tree, I think he's still a better corner than Ramsey. But I'm gonna leave that alone. I'm gonna leave that alone.
Wow.
I ain't gonna do that. I ain't going to do that. You talking about prayer. You talking about some prayer going out.
Woo.
Whoa. DMV Kale needs some. I'm serious. Because I don't want to hear Ramsey talk no more about how he's a shut down corner. You a shut your mouth corner. For real. But anyway, I digress. I digress. All these topics and more on today's episode of Kale's Corner. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. Ooh, girl. We'll be right back.
I got you.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Chris. That's the instrument. I was supposed to hit a flow to that, but I just kind of feel like it this time. the NBA deadline. And you know what, Chris? I am getting sick and tired of hearing about Kyrie Irving and how selfish it is of him. That, listen, that vaccine is a personal decision. At least as far as I've heard, that vaccine is a personal decision. You either get it or you don't. You know?
Right.
And again, I said this on Thursday, with this new mayor coming in, how much longer really is the mask mandate going to be in place? We don't really know. You know, I see a lot of areas lightening up and taking that off the book. So, I mean, come on, man. We can't get go hard on Kyrie Irving when we don't know the end result yet of you know what his decision will be. We don't know yet. You know what I mean, Tree?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been saying that.
Yeah, so
that's
you
what
know,
I've been saying that whole thing. You can't prematurely do stuff. Like everything is not like written in stone yet.
Right,
you can't do that.
Right. And it's not written in stone. Like I said just a moment ago, the end has not been written. So you know, all these people with their thoughts and feelings and suggestions and name calling even towards Kyrie Irving, you know, I think you guys need to grow up and mature. Seriously.
Yeah.
Seriously. Because, again, that vaccine is a personal decision for everyone.
Right.
Everyone has their own decision to make of whether they want to or they don't. And we can't say anything. That's just like me coming in Tree's house and saying, tuna fish? What do I eat tuna fish for? Because they feel like it. because that's mm-hmm. their business. That's their personal decision. So, you know, and there, it just kills me how they add their own synopsis or their own end game to the situation. Well, what about when the team need him for this? And what about when the team is there and need him for that? That it ain't going to be right. It ain't going to go well. We don't even know if that situation will play out in that way. No one knows. No one knows. The only thing we do know is that man exercised his right to not take a vaccine. Now, with that being said, I love, and I think the 76ers, before it's all over with, Tree, they're going to regret mm-hmm. trading Ben Simmons. Not to say anything bad about James Harden. I'm not saying anything bad at all about James Harden. But I think when it all boils down, when it all boils down, the 76ers are going to regret trading Ben Simmons. Now, last week we discussed it, and we had a few people saying Harden. It's Harden's choice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's Harden's choice whether or not he wants to be there. They have him doing things that he doesn't want to do, and I'm sticking firm to mine. Everything they're asking him to do is basketball related. So you know, I don't see the team as wrong for requesting what's needed from a player that they're paying. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. So I mean, come on, yeah. Come on, Hard. And Simmons, let's just move on and allow things to be what they are, you know. Both of you guys are in a position where I believe you want to be now. Both of you guys are at a point and a place in your career where you can still protect your name. You can still do mm-hmm. things that are necessary to help your team win. So, me personally, that's all I'm concerned with. Again, I don't know what it is, Treat, but it just seems like sports is just turning into this personal, I feel this way type of situation. You know, it's like people aren't looking at the situation for what it is truly, but they're more interested in how they feel and what they feel about something. You know? So, you know, hey. Let's
they're
take
trying
a call.
To put an eye on team.
You know, told us the only thing in a team that's relevant to I, and that's the M E. Let's take a call, my man Lou. What's happening, Lou?
Hey, good evening. How are you?
Great.
All
you
right.
Speak to Lady
I'll put you this way.
Hey, Lou.
Good evening. Good evening.
You have to speak to the lady in the house. Go ahead.
Yes. All right. Well, I'll say one thing. I don't think the Sixers are going to regret trading Simmons because, look, he didn't do anything all year. So, basically, I think that was the right choice. To trade him, but he had to come over to here to our side, the Nets. I mean, the last thing we need to do is, you know, with a bum like him, he hasn't done much, and I think that made the Nets worse than they already have been. You know, we were lucky to break that 11-game losing streak last night, but I think with him around, it's going to be going back to that again. I do not like the trade.
Yeah,
yeah, I think he's a bum. He is. He's not that good. Anyway, he was a bum. He's not a great player. Okay, so the Sixers had a good year, but he is not a good player at all.
So when he comes over, man,
it's going to hurt him. It's going to hurt the Nets more in the end.
When he comes over and helps y'all, then what you going to say?
And for nothing, you started that conversation Thursday, and I thought that we had gotten everything clear as far as Ben Simmons goes. He's going to make your team better. I don't understand why you think that he's not. Understand this. When Joel Embiid was out, it was Ben Simmons that kept the 76ers on their win streak. It was Ben Simmons that kept the 76ers relevant. I don't understand why. I mean, hey, you have your personal feelings, and, hey, that's up to you. But the man is not a bum. He is not a bum, and far from it. And I believe in my heart of hearts, he brings instead of taking away from that next team.
He's very teachable. They wasn't teaching him. That's the difference. They wasn't teaching him. They was expecting for him to already know the things that he was supposed to already know. But how are you supposed to know that if don't nobody teach it to you? That's like me telling my granddaughter, go to the mailbox and get the mail. She don't know where the mailbox at.
Right.
Yeah, the teacher.
I have to first tell her and show her where the mailbox is. Once I show her where the mailbox is, I can now say, hey, go get the mail out the mailbox. And I expect for her to go to the mailbox, get what's in it. If ain't nothing in it, don't get nothing, because ain't nothing to get. But it's a teach. You have to teach them.
And another thing you have to consider, Lou, this team it was a all of the sudden move against Ben Simmons. It was all of a sudden he was one of the players who worked hard and did everything he could to help that team overcome in that playoff series. And as soon as they lost, Doc Rivers, Joel Embiid, the organization as a whole threw that man under the bus.
Yeah.
Now, I don't understand how someone that was giving as much as he was giving gets thrown under the bus. I don't understand that. And don't be fooled.
Neither
do I. Don't be fooled by what they're saying until you actually see what you're getting. Don't be fooled by the narrative. Please. What's up,
Uncle
Frank? How are you, bro?
What's up, everybody? How y'all doing?
Hey. What's happening?
Not much. Just chilling.
That's my husband.
Let me tell y'all something. Kel, this is what I wanted to talk about. Kel was saying about a Harden. I think you give Harden a bad rep about how he responded in New Jersey, because he played his butt off. Even though he didn't want to play that way, he played his butt off in New Jersey.
Yes, he did.
He made it known that that's not the type of game he wanted to play. So I wouldn't be upset with him for wanting to go someplace else for his career and to be able to play the game the way he wanted to play it. But he never complained while he was in New Jersey. He never gave any flack. He was the man that went out there and played every night, you know, unless he was hurt. You know, when Kyrie wasn't there, Durant wasn't there, it was Harden that kept that team going. So I wish you would just, you know, everybody got their opinion, but I wish the opinion that Harden complained or didn't play right wasn't out there, because that's not true. As far as Ben Simmons goes, we don't know who we're going to get. When I say we, I mean as a basketball fan, we don't know who we're going to get from Ben Simmons, because we haven't seen him play in a year and a half. We don't know what he's going to contribute. You know, we got to wait to see that. Hopefully the trade is good for both people, But right now, the trade looks like it's the best for Philadelphia because they got all the parts that they need. They didn't miss anything without Ben Simmons.
You know, 57, I agree with you as far as James Harden goes, and I'll be the first to admit, maybe I am going a little bit too hard on James Harden. But it's because for the past couple of seasons, we have seen James Harden pick and choose, I want to be here, no, I don't want to be here, I like this, I don't like that. You know, and I feel that narrative will hurt the NBA in the long run. I feel that's not going to be a productive manner of operation. And listen, it's not just James Harden. I also felt this way about LeBron James when he was moving all around. Mm. And everything, and not taking the time to actually build a team. So it's just, you know, that's my dislike with that. You know, that's not the NBA I grew up loving, and I don't think that it's a productive manner to behave in that way. That's all it is about it. You know, other than that, I admit that James Harden is a great player. That James Harden is a guy that you want on your team, but you take a chance because he's quick to say, I don't want to be here anymore, you know?
Well,
and in the past couple of seasons, have proven that.
Okay, so can I say this? It's a business, right? All of this is a business. Now, had the people that – had Harden, had the contract for Harden, right? Had those people said in the middle of those years, said, well, we don't want you. We're going to give you, you know, pass you on down here, and then when you get there, they don't want you. They're going to pass you somewhere else, right? Why can't we as employees say, I don't want to work for you. I don't like the way you doing stuff in here. I don't like the way y'all doing nothing over here. Y'all said y'all was going to do it this way when I signed the paper, but now y'all doing it the other way, and I don't like it. So I want to go. But before I go, I'm going to play my hardest until it's time for me to go. So I'm going to play my hardest all the way up until the trade deadline, right? I'm going to play. I'm just going to play. And I'm going to do my best because all of this still goes on my resume. I'm not going to shortchange nobody. I'm going to do my best. When the trade deadline comes, I'm out of there. I don't want to work for y'all no more. I'm going to put my application in somewhere else and see if they take me. If they take me, then that's where I want to be. Why is it that when we as employees want to pick and choose where we want to work, everybody got a problem with it? Yeah, because that's work. You get a check. They get a check every week.
Yeah, they get a check. They get a check.
Yeah, they get a check. So we working. Even though it's a game to us, it's a job for them. This is business. So don't we as fans, we normally take things personal and wear it on our shoulders. And for whatever reason that we do that, we should not do that because it's a business. People should want to work where they want to work at. I don't want to work as security because I don't want to do that no more. I did that my whole life. Now I want to sit down right here and be on live and be on the corner. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like that's what I choose for me and my family. All of these players, and Ben Simmons included, all of these players, all they want to do is where they want to play, where it's comfortable for them to play, and they can play their own game, the game that it's comfortable for them, and they can, you know, they can make an impact on the team, on the company that they play for. That's all I'm saying.
That's cool.
What's going on,
Walter Shabazz said he signed a contract, no pass is given. Harden is going to play for each team in the league.
Hey, 843, come on in.
What's up, cuz?
What's going on?
I'll be good. I'm just listening to the prima donna Harden. Ever since we went to OKC, he had won his way. But, you know, it plays out. Because look at Houston. He did Houston the same way. Oh, I'm injured. I don't want to play for Houston no more. Come on, man. Man up. If you didn't want to go to New Jersey, you could veto the trade.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't veto the trade.
But the word is that once he got to New Jersey, the circumstances changed.
He's just a bum. He's a bum.
That bum word.
And you look at it, ever since they had Golden State now, and he blew the game against Golden State, he wasn't the same.
Yeah.
He tried to find everybody. Chris Paul. Chris Paul was a mistake. Now he's saying Kyrie not want to play. You a leader. You supposed to be. You making $40 million.
He didn't say any of that. He didn't say nothing about Kyrie or none of that.
He said, you see when you – yeah, he said about Kyrie.
I don't screenshot it and send it to you.
Because Kyrie and him was playing one-on-one, and Kyrie was dogging him. He washed up. And see, when he told me he washed up, he felt some type of way.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
What do you consider a bum, man? Tell me what the criteria for a bum is.
Don't
just say his name. What do you consider
Harden.
A bum?
A professional athlete trying to find a way out. All of us are playing the game.
Doesn't matter if he's scoring 30 points a night for you and handing out.
When the last time he averaged 30 points a night? When
the
last time he averaged 30 a night?
Probably
the last time he did this.
That's what I just said.
Can I just say,
he's been in New Jersey.
You can't be a bum in the league for 13 years. I'm just sorry.
He was a sixth man for those 13.
Listen, he was on the team.
Yeah, he was
sixth
man
in
OKC now.
Anybody who makes it, it's not a bum. Period. I don't care if you make 2 points a game.
They don't, really. In Harden's favor, they don't pick a bum to be the sixth man of the year. They don't.
Exactly.
They don't.
He was the sixth man of the year in OKC. He never made it.
I think you were kind of harsh with the title bum. Because he's not
he's
really
a bum. He's a bum.
But what he is,
sounds more personal than anything else.
Yeah,
I'm personal. I'm
a real
fireman. He'll never come to Miami. We don't need nobody like that. We don't need nobody like that in Miami. It's a team sport.
But the way y'all playing, y'all need somebody. The way y'all playing, y'all need somebody.
Guess what? I know if
y'all
we can win with those bullets. Sweet.
Yeah, we lose.
I knew that.
Y'all right there with us, too, bro. Y'all right there with us.
No, we number one in the East. Take your standings.
Yeah, Miami number one in the East. Not 904, what's happening, man? 904, what's going on, Joe? Going once? Going twice? I'm moving the phone.
Hello?
This is Ron. Yeah.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Y'all talking about James Southen?
What's your name?
What's up, y'all? Y'all talk about James. I'm listening to y'all. Y'all got me zoned out. I'm sorry.
What's your name?
That's why I said my name is Ronnie B. Kells Corner is the place to be.
Yeah,
okay, Ron.
No doubt. What's up, bro?
Oh, y'all like that rhyme, didn't y'all? See, I'm a rapper. I see y'all was talking about James Softin, you know. He ain't no bum, though. I feel as though if the Thunders would have won that NBA championship with Kevin Durant and Bummett, now Westbrook is a bum. Because, you know, you're supposed to pass the ball up to KD for a game-winning shot. They could have beat the Miami Heat in that final.
Now, this is what I'm saying.
Y'all keep saying could have, did this. They did not do it.
Yeah, they didn't do
y'all
it.
Okay. You're right. But put it like this.
Just losing games just to be losing them. If they could have won the game, they would have won the game.
Well, there's a few.
I'm, I know one thing for sure. He ain't no starter. He's a true cis man, but he ain't no bum. That's
okay,
that's
I
all
that.
I could put it.
He's not a bum.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't think none of them bums, Ron. I don't think none of them bums for real. If you make the NBA, somebody roster in the NBA, you're not a bum.
Yeah,
stop it. Stop it.
Not even Kwame Brown.
If you had 2.3 rebounds, do you
that
okay?
Don't matter,
I don't care
Steve.
How many rebounds he made, bro.
That don't matter,
he could have made one
and
rebound his whole entire career. He could have made one rebound his whole entire career. But guess what? He was on 13-year roster. He was on the roster for 13 years.
How much money? Listen, because everybody that comes in the league, makes money, you can't use that as a determination of who is and who's not a bum. Everybody makes money that come in the league. Everyone.
Boom.
Now Kwame Brown has had his, and he'll admit, he's had his game where he didn't bring all. He didn't give all. That is where that name comes in. When you're speaking of Kwame Brown, but we also know everybody, and we have to be fair. Michael Jordan killed that young man's career. Michael Jordan intimidated him to the point where he didn't live up to their expectations. So we can't even call him a bum. But
it was deeper than that too.
At the same time, again, we can't go into what we think and what the situation or circumstances should have been because they were what they were. They were what they were.
I ain't even wasting my time on no Kwame Brown. Who cares?
Forget Kwame Brown.
Well, y'all know who else the bus they did? Y'all know who else the bus? Oh, my bad.
Let me say this real quick. I know where you guys are coming from as far as with Kwame Brown, the naysayers and the old Nas and all of that. But we have to remember, the man had talent enough to approach the league, to come into the league. He had initial
first round pick.
Talent to come into the league and be a first-round pick. So we can't call him a bum. We cannot call and you have to equate whoever phone that is, kill that for me, please. But we have to equate what went on during his career to cause it to end up like it did. It would be unfair to just judge him and not fully add all of the factors into the situation. We would have to do that, you know. There were nights where Kwame gave, and then there were nights where I was screaming, man, put that Bama on the bench, man. You know, so it was up and down with him. It was up and down with him, but I'm not going to put it all on him, man. Do you know how tough it is to play for your idol? And your idol is basically punking you.
Didn't want you. Your idol is basically
showing and telling you that he did not want you. That's hard,
right,
man. That's hard. That'll crush your spirit as an athlete, man. That will crush you. And Michael Jordan thought that he was getting a Kobe Bryant in Kwame Brown, but he was getting a Kwame Brown in Kwame Brown.
Facts. The same Kobe that scored 81 points, and he trying to take credit for a point that he scored in that game.
I remember the Kobe Bryant playing with the Lakers that missed huge shots during the playoff series. You know what I mean? But he didn't have nobody on his back. So what did he do? He came back and more than made up for the missed shots. Why how can I say that? Because he's a five-time NBA champion.
That's right.
I like the fact NBA that Kobe champion. That Kwame was able to buy his, at 18 years old, he was able to buy his mom a house on the lake with quote-unquote with his bum ass. Everybody, at 18, I don't even remember what I was doing at 18. I think I was had a job and probably got fired and got another job and probably had $50 in the bank. Listen, when you can make
that's
a team,
cool.
It's only around 500 players in the NBA a year. And you can say you was one of those 500 players. You can raise your hand and say, I was one of those 500 that got picked to play a game. Just a game. Just put the ball in the hoop. Just
you know what? You know what, Tree?
For 13
that's
years,
all fine
you can call
dandy.
Me what you want to call me, bro.
Everybody
got their own criteria.
That is all fine and dandy. But one criteria that is rhetorical around the league is to play great basketball. Okay, you bought your mother a house by the lake. That comes with getting a lot of money. I mean, plenty of players have bought their mother's houses. That's nothing special. Well, okay, but that's nothing special. We have players
to
that came to the league
I'm
at 18
him,
and bought their mom's house.
Yeah.
Jermaine O'Neal bought his mom's house.
And his family.
Jermaine O'Neal bought his mom a house at 18.
He was 22.
When he first came into the league.
He was 22.
Jermaine O'Neal?
Yeah.
No, he was 18.
He was
the youngest player to come into the league.
Yeah, Jermaine O'Neal was one of the. Yes,
yep.
He did. His mother and his auntie. So, I mean, that's cool. That I'm just saying that doesn't make you a great basketball player. That has nothing to do with what you do on the court. It is remarkable. It's outstanding that you received this and the first thing you thought about was your family, because too many times we have seen that not be the case. Too many times we have seen young athletes get their money and all they think about is themselves. So that was great that he did that. But those aren't the points that you get on the court. Those aren't the points that make you or break you as an athlete. They're not.
Yeah, okay.
They're not. Now, I said Kwame was a good athlete. He truly was, y'all. He was a great athlete. Michael Jordan crushed that dude mentally, man. He crushed
that dude
mentally. And he never really had an opportunity to live up to his fullest potential. And then when he did leave the Wizards, by that time, he was already used up, man. He was already used up, and his love for the game, you could see that it had dissipated from him. Because he just wasn't the same player anymore.
Go ahead. Mr. Kells, was one person we forgot. This person is a bust who played for five seasons, only scored 15 points. You ready for this one? Luther Wright.
Wow, that's a name you don't hear every day. That's a name.
Why would you want to?
Yeah.
Now, that's a bust.
Exactly. If he's not that great, why would he want to be mentioned anyway?
True that. Yeah, but, I mean, throughout the NBA, y'all, there have been examples of players who didn't live up to the hype or to the predictions that were bestowed upon them coming into the league. I mean, you win some, you lose some. That's sports. That's life. You know, you win some, you lose some. But back to the main topic, who is that in that background? Somebody got some background going on.
Yeah, Reverend.
The main topic is James Harden, and I retract I'm not going to say anything harsh towards Harden, but what I am going to say is I just don't like that any, meeny, miny, mo style of basketball. I don't like that.
Right.
Right.
So, you know. And Lou, I'm telling you, Lou, don't sleep on Ben Simmons. Don't sleep on him, man. I'm telling you, you got a man. You got a man that's big enough to play two positions and cover both positions, and that's something that isn't mentioned too often when it comes to Ben Simmons. Not too many people talk about the fact that he is the defensive player that he is. You know,
yeah,
especially guarding that point guard.
I kind of understand what Lou is saying, though. If y'all don't mind me, if y'all don't mind me saying, I understand, Lou. You haven't seen this guy competitively in almost 2 years. I just don't think Ben Simmons is going to give them that much more than they already have. With how much time they got left. I'm not taking anything from Ben Simmons. He's a great player. I think he got dogged in Philly. But a year and a half of not playing any ball competitively, I don't think he's going to give them that much.
I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this. All preseason, he fit right in with the 76ers to the point where they were up in the air whether they were going to trade him or not.
Mm-hmm. But that was preseason. That was preseason.
Yeah.
He hasn't done anything
since then. Okay, well, he still got a run.
He hasn't done anything since then.
I would think preseason would be harder for a player who hasn't, quote, unquote, played in what'd you say, 2 years?
A year and a half.
So coming into preseason would be harder for him.
You're out there going through the motions. You're not playing competitive ball. You're going through practices and you're going through the motions with the team. You're not playing competitive ball in preseason. You know, it's not until they scrimmage games that you start playing competitively, but not with each other like that. He ain't
got
it right
now. Which one do you think is easier to mock? NFL or NBA? Which one is the easier game to mark? No.
NFL.
NFL is.
Yes.
No.
Because NFL, you got more walkthroughs than anything. NFL, you got more walkthroughs than anything. I disagree.
NBA, because
you asked me my opinion, I gave it to you.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
You asked me my opinion, I gave it to you.
Okay, we heard
Can I ask you why the NBA?
The NBA is more structured than anybody else. The NBA go through more walkthroughs than anybody else. The NBA got more training, got more practice days doing their OTAs than anybody else preseason. They go through three-a-day practices. That's why I say it's harder.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I say it's easier than the NFL. That's why.
Mm-hmm.
No, you said You said that the NFL is the hardest practice to imitate. That was my question. Which one has the harder practice to imitate? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you good.
Yeah. It's the NBA. It's easier.
The NFL is the hardest, the easiest to conduct, but the hardest to imitate. That's what I say. That's what I'm saying. Okay.
I'm telling you that it's the NBA, man. It's the NBA.
That's your opinion. I respect that.
I thought you was going to shut up. Any 5'2 can jump on a court. Any 5'2s can jump on a court with a basketball and play to the level of a NBA game. Any 5 dudes. Not 11 on 11 dudes can jump on a field and played football to the equivalent of an NFL game. You can't. They can't.
I disagree with you.
Now, I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying as far as practices, sets, implementing plays, and all of that. It takes time to implement that. I agree with you 100% on that. But the intensity, the actions of an NBA game, it can be imitated on a – listen, why do you think Rikers Island is – I mean, not Rikers Island. Ooh, excuse me.
But you say, I've never been there, Kale.
Not Rikers Island. I'm talking about the basketball court up in New York. What is the famous
Rutgers
court,
Park.
Y'all?
Rutgers Park.
Anacostia Park. The Goodman League over there in Berry Farm. Why do you think
Berry Farm
playgrounds are so prevalent and important? Because you can go there anytime and see an NBA equivalent game. There are
You got NBA players coming to Rucker Park playing. That's where they used to go prove their talent at Rucker Park.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on now. I'm just saying, you can't say they don't have those games like that anymore. That's over with.
Okay. I beg to differ.
Okay, bro.
Yes, they do.
All right.
Yes, they
ain't
do.
Ain't nobody playing over. Hey, look, Victor Page ain't even playing over in Anacostia no more, bro.
Victor Page ain't playing nowhere.
Wait a minute.
I know you ain't talking about. You ain't talking about Victor.
I had to take that shot. My bad. I love you.
Oh man, I need me a drink. And where's my Hennessy?
Oh my goodness, my Hennessy. All right, y'all. We went way over too long on this, but hey, that's Kale's Corner, man. So
yeah.
With that being said, 563-999-3782 We're gonna have to talk about this Adrian Peterson debacle, man. For real.
Oh yeah.
We'll be right back.
Oh boy. I love this.
When did you learn? Finally you come along. Baby love. Experience them, baby girl.
Yeah, no music.
Lead out. Lord, you may tell a girl, flick. Time to have sex. Last time you have the road boy, you have sweet girl flick. Time to have sex. Look how long you have the road boy, you have to carry the way.
Until you bust those. Adrian Peterson, man. Listen. And I'll be, before I say anything, let me start this. All of the story has not been released yet. Only thing that has been released is it was a domestic dispute between he and his wife, and that he paid $50,000 to get out. So those are the only parts of this thing that are actual factual that we know of.
Mm-hmm.
Adrian, I want to be the first to say, bro, you might need to leave these women alone, man. Might need to leave these women alone. And I'm not saying the other way, join the other team. I'm not saying that at all. But you might need to stop trying this relationship thing, man, because it's only costing you. The first time and listen, you can tell when the media really has nut person or a player, because they'll say what it is that's going on right now, and then they turn around and resort right to the old situation. meaning they talked about Adrian Peterson and his wife in the airport and the fact that the airplane had to turn around and couldn't even take off because he and his wife were in an argument. And then they cut it off and they talk about the situation with his child, where he was found guilty of abusing his child, which I'm going to say like this. I called my mother and told her I'm taking her to court because she used to whoop me with any and everything present. You know what I mean? And this man getting in trouble for beating his child with a switch. So, yeah, I demanded a retake for real. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? Dude. My mother just said, hey, look, and beat me and have fun with it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so, yeah, Ma, you need to come see these people for real. But all jokes aside, you know, AP, bruh, you have to realize you're not going to win, man. You what Michael Jackson say as a scarecrow? You can't win. You can't win, dog. You cannot win.
Oh, yeah.
And every time a situation arises with your name involved, everybody says, see, he should have got punished the last time. He should have really got punished the last time. Well, that's going to keep up until the last time is this time, and you're going to find yourself in a situation you really don't want to be in. Come on, Lady T.
You said a mouthful. That's all needs to be said right there. Until everything else comes out. Everything else come out to say otherwise. To contradict what we're saying right now. He needs to stay in the house. Just barricade yourself. Just turn into a hermit, and just. Because everything you do, they got the spotlight on you, bruh.
Yeah, yeah.
And apparently you ain't acting right. So I'm going to need you to go in the house and sit down. Or they going to sit you down. They going to sit you down for you, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Can I say one thing?
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
You know, I think it goes a little bit with coming from a child of a battered and abused mother. I think it comes from it goes a little deeper than that. If he was really, if that display came out in public, imagine what she might be going through at home. And I'm not saying he's guilty, but if he really did what he said, what they say he did, if he was hitting his wife in public, abusing his wife in public, imagine what she has to go through at home. Because most of the times, what you don't want the public to see is hidden behind closed doors. When it comes out in the open like that, that means it's been happening for a while. You just had the nerve to bring it out. I like Adrian Peterson. But if he whipping your child with a switch is one thing, but putting your hands physically on a woman, I can't go with that. And if he did it, I have no sympathy for him at all. And that's how I feel about it.
Right.
And I agree with you. I agree with you 100% above and beyond. I truly do because you, sir, that is considered taking advantage of the woman. I know beyond the shadow of a doubt between my woman and myself, I am physically more capable of causing harm to her than she is to me. Now, that's not the situation with all relationships, because I know some women that some hard healers. You understand me? But in most relationships, it's the man who is the hard hitter. So, my mother used to tell me this, son, if you got to put your hands on her, you are raising her. And she's already grown. She's already grown. And there's nothing you can do to discipline her or change her thought and her path and her vision. So therefore, you need to be figuring a way out of that situation.
Facts.
Because there is no situation that condones a husband beating on his wife. It's
right.
Not.
Right.
And I understand, you know, you got the situation or the circumstance where sometimes she'll hit him first. She'll put
mm-hmm.
her hand on the man first. I get that. I get that. But even in that, as a man, you can hold her and grab her to keep her from causing harm to not just you, but to herself as well. I've been in situations, you know, where the female felt as though anytime she wanted to hit me, she could. Anytime she wanted to say the hell with the word, she went to
mm-hmm.
me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to lie to you all at all. There have been times where I said, you know what, to hell with this, man. You're not going to keep putting your hands on me. And
right.
until I finally said enough is enough and went on my way, that's how our relationship was handled back and forth on a daily basis. On a daily basis. But it is a sickness, AP. It is a sickness. It comes to a point where the word
mm-hmm.
bonded by misery takes hold of the relationship. Go ahead, Lady T.
I have, like, a quick little story I want to share with y'all. My son, when he was 24 years old, 26 years old, somewhere up in there, got into an argument with his girlfriend. And I was just listening, just to, you know, just eavesdropping because I'm a mom. And what he said to me, it just resonated in my soul. He said, because she hit him on his arm, like she hit him in the arm. He said, if you pick your hand up and you hit me again, he said, just know I'm never dealing with you again. Never dealing with you again. I'm going to need you to pack your stuff and leave. He said, because we are grown people. You can talk to me about anything. You don't got to beat on me. I ain't no dog.
Mm-hmm.
He said, and I'm not going to let you beat on me like a dog. He said,
mm-hmm.
so when you finish doing whatever you're going to do to me today, if we're not going to sit down and talk about it, just know, after you finish doing it, pack your shit.
Just
and
that
hit
simple.
The dough. It's just that simple. It's just that
mm-hmm.
simple. And he meant that. And to this day, she don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to teach people
how to
love you. You got to teach people how you want to be treated, though. Cause I ain't gonna get into it, but you, if somebody hitting you and you don't want them to hit you no more, leave. Period. Get out of that situation. Just leave. It ain't no I love him, he love me, I can fix it. No. You cannot.
And then you have to realize
that ain't a lot.
For every emotion that we feel as humans, there's a word to describe it.
Yes.
There is a word utilized to bring to light every emotion that we're feeling. So
mm-hmm.
if you're not using your words, then yeah, man, why are we together?
Exactly.
Why? For what? Yeah. So, you know.
Communication.
Let's go to
my
man Ron, because I'm Nah, you know what? Let's go to the Huckleberry on this one. Hey, come on, Chris.
Yeah, come
on,
Huckleberry.
No.
look,
I mean, I did have something to say about that, but it's okay.
Now, go ahead. I'll talk about you, Rob. Go ahead.
All right.
Go
you know,
ahead,
no, understand everything y'all saying. No man should be putting their hands on no woman. Communication is key to life. If there's no communication, why bother, you know, stick into the relationship, as Lady T would say. And if a woman is being abused, you just can't continuously let that person abuse you, because you letting them know it's okay for use as a punching bag. You have to leave ASAP, because there's always going to be somebody that's going to treat you better than that person, because that person lost a treasure. You know what I'm saying?
Come on, King. Talk to the people.
I'm trying to tell you. I mean, I got a daughter that has, you know, she has three kids and three boys, and I have to be a male role model and, you know, let them know it's okay to be a gentleman. Don't be like these dudes out here, you know, bashing these women out here. Oh, by the way, I don't want to get off topic, but the Super Bowl, I feel as though the performance wrong, because Mary J. Blige is supposed to perform first, ladies first. I just wanted to say that. Well, I just wanted to get that out there. But at the end of the day, you know, saying us men, we have to learn to use our minds, because one reaction could, you know, change our whole life.
Let me interrupt you, Ron.
Yes, sir.
Don't just say men. Don't just say men.
Well,
people have
people.
To learn
words.
Yeah.
Because you got women. You got some women that will jump up in a man's face feeling that he's not going to hit me. You can't hit a woman situation and be wrong as wearing two left shoes. And try to blame the man and put that on the man when you have provoked that man in all type of measures. You have brought this out
true.
Of that man. So,
Ain't that much provocation in the world.
Too many times the warning has only been placed on the man, which makes more women further believe that it's okay for them to behave and act in this manner, but wrong for him. Violence is wrong either way. Either way.
Right.
Yes.
So I do agree. Yeah. I just had to, you know, put that part out there. But go ahead.
Yeah, as I was about to say, you know, I want to correct myself. No man, no woman should be putting their hands on each other. If you can't get along, just separate. That's better?
That's better.
That's just it.
All right.
That's just it.
All right.
You just said a mouthful.
Just put your hands where I tell you to. Just put your hands on me when I tell you to.
Okay,
my bad.
Hey, look, 57,
Let's not get carried away. I'm not saying don't touch me at all. I'm just saying
I'm with you. I'm with you. You one of those, if you don't beat me, you don't love me type people. That's cool. That's your thing.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Hey, keep it to yourself, though, bro. This is a G-rated program, man.
My bad, kid.
I'm good. I don't know what he over there doing.
I thought this was the halftime show.
This is not the halftime show, sir.
No, it really is.
I'm crip walking and everything over
that boy. Lord, give me strength, Father. Give me strength. But no, seriously though, Adrian Peterson, bro, I would just give up, man. Give up all that relationship. My father, I can't say that. Trees, you know what I was going to say, but I can't say that. But my father had a very great saying when it comes to men and women, and yeah, that applies tremendously to this situation. 563-999-3782, 563-999-3782. When we come back, Lady T, you know what time it is.
Yes, Lord. Oh, yes. You gotta make me feel the best.
Dang.
No.
Ron. Doobie.
That's
Marcus. Marcus. 57.
Oh no.
50 cents. You say 50 cents.
Hey,
yes.
57.
And
oh,
Misty.
57.
And Misty.
Oh.
Those are
okay.
Your losers. Those are all your losers. And if you did
oh,
not
yeah.
Hear your name,
oh, yeah.
That means
losers.
You are still in the winning.
Oh yeah.
The race, the winning race. That is.
Okay.
Okay.
I did predict a sack.
Now we about to talk about the bombs. Now we about to talk about the bombs.
I did predict 8 sacks.
Yeah.
Who was that talking?
Good job with that. Ron.
That's Ron.
You predicted 9, Ron.
I predicted 9?
Yes, sir.
Well,
yes, sir.
I was 1 away.
You were.
I
don't
know that's right.
Okay. Let's move right along. Those are our losers. Let's not try to, you know, justify being a loser because I'm in that bunch as well. Okay?
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, because I'm in
that
bunch too, bro. All right. So we got Kale, Tang, and Meemaw.
And
Meemaw. And I'm going to Meemaw. Come on, Meemaw. Come on, Meemaw.
Come on,
Neymar. Come on, Neymar.
Let me get a drum roll, 57. Give me a drum roll. Okay. Neymar is the winner.
I know,
yes,
right? Congratulations, Neymar.
Neymar is the winner.
Neymar. Congratulations.
Look, let me tell y'all something. From those three people playing, Kale, Tang, and Meemaw, it was close. Like, really, really close, you guys.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
So
Meemaw, Meemaw, you with us, babe?
I'm the winner.
Meemaw,
you're
the winner,
Meemaw. Congratulations, Meemaw.
Hey, y'all.
Hey,
can you talk to me, Mom?
Yeah, for a minute. I can hang on for a minute.
Okay, give us your speech real quick. You are the winner. Go.
I like to
speech,
say
speech,
thank you
speech,
speech.
Thank
you, Kale, 57, Marcus, Lou. You know, it's been lovely, but, you know, what can I say?
Okay.
Thank you,
Dr.
Lou, ladies. Oh,
now.
Hey, go ahead, Brad.
Hey,
go ahead.
Yeah, I'm bragging.
Whoa,
thank you,
Brad.
Thank you very much.
The good times they made you sad.
Did you just let that go,
hey. Are we gay to
listen,
see forever?
Let me be one of the first to say,
Meemaw,
when we came up with this, with Lady T, we wanted to make it fair. We wanted to make a situation where everybody could have a chance and everyone would win. So thank you for participating and making that vision or that dream into the truth. You know, I really appreciate you for that, and thank you very much. And everybody else, thank you guys for playing along all season long. Thank you guys for being there. Thank you guys for dealing with Lady T and myself when it came down to breaking this thing down and who won and who lost and everything. I'm telling you, like Lady T just told y'all, it was a tell what you think type situation with this because there were three of us that were so close. So and that shows me. Not just as individuals, but as a group. We all have grown. We all have grown.
Yes.
And I appreciate that. I really, truly appreciate that, and I couldn't be. Only thing that made me more happy is my Reese's Cup would have won. But, hey, he can't
okay,
win them all.
So.
Yeah. You know?
But thank you anyway.
Hey,
I enjoy every minute of it.
Every Reese, minute. I'm not talking to y'all,
okay,
but,
so,
hey.
Yeah.
So, Mima, go to TNT Fashions and things and buy you up some stuff, girl. You got more than enough money now. You can go on over there and buy you anything you want.
Yeah, because you got my $20.
Hey, thank you very much,
got my 22.
Thank you, 57. I told you y'all was going to be sitting at the theater watching the game. You should have listened.
Making a whole thing of cheese and fries.
Hey, I give you credit. You did give us a warning. At least you did warn.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, she warned us every week, though. So I don't count the warning because she warned us every week. Her trash talk itself.
And my dog even celebrating.
Nugget,
you ain't lying.
Nugget knows he's going to
be eating snacks. I have to go, but I really appreciate it. And tell Reese and Lady T, hello, gorgeous. Thank you. Bye, Mary Jane. I got you to take my sister. Don't worry. I got you. Okay.
And
she bye, y'all. All right.
Meemaw,
hey,
that's my girl. That is my girl. This football thing has been going on for years and years with Reese's Cup, Meemaw, and myself, man. And I tell y'all, I feel like I won because I knew she got her information on off DMV Kale. Y'all got that? So I win when I don't win. How about that one?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When the last ones in there, I was like, oh, shoot, we winning.
But, yeah, I thank my brother, too, man. I thank my brother, too, because it was a – y'all remember during the season, it was a time where nobody was winning but Tank. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
You know,
my
hey. Be quiet, T. So, hey, we thank
but we was winning,
y'all. Yes, we thank everyone. And go ahead.
Brother Kells, I'll be trying to find y'all on Facebook, you know what I'm saying? I can't find you, bro. I can't find you.
That's Lady T. Holler at Lady T. She got you.
I can't find her either.
Just go on Kells Corner. Look up Kells Corner, and you'll see it.
I did. I looked it up, and I can't find y'all.
I sent you an invite. I sent you an invite.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll
okay.
Be sure to send you an invite. Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah,
man. Y'all rock for real. Y'all rock for real. This the show to be on. This better than Stephen A. First Tape. I'm trying to tell y'all.
I know that's right.
Man, I appreciate that. I appreciate that, bro. Thank you, man.
And I ain't even citing it either. I'm straight from the Chocolate City, so I keep it real.
TV next year, bro. TV next year. You're going to be on TV next year, bro.
What's your name on Facebook, Ronnie?
What's your name on Facebook? My name is Ronnie Bowen. RONNYBOWEN. You will see me with a white dog in my hand. I mean, you know, holding a white dog.
Okay, I'll send you an invite when it's over, okay?
No
yeah.
doubt.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what's up. Now, hey, let's get into this Super Bowl a little bit. You know, I have never seen MVP award awarded to a player, and there's an argument that that player should or should not have received that award.
Never?
I think the Rams played good as a team. Both offensively and defensively.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's fair that Cooper Kupp should be made to feel undeserving or slighted when it comes to the MVP award because the young man did what he had to do and got things done. Got things done. And Yes, we know Aaron Donald had to play to end the game, but that game was over once Cooper Kupp scored that touchdown.
Right,
and,
right.
And that 15-play drive that Matt Stafford orchestrated to get the Rams into the end zone. Listen and understand, y'all. We see players traded all the time, and
mm-hmm.
we don't see the vision of the people who traded for those players come to fruition. We
yep.
saw with Matt Stafford and the Los Angeles Rams, we saw it all come to fruition. What Matt McVay and the rest of his coaching staff saw when it came to Stafford coming to play with them. And I'm seeing all type of memes where people are saying everybody on Matt Stafford now and he's still a bum and this and that. Don't disrespect that man like that. Don't
right.
disrespect that man like that. Because that
right.
man did what he had to do to make his team a winner. He didn't turn the ball over.
Right.
He didn't throw stupid, wild passes or none of that.
Mm-hmm.
That man did what was necessary to make his team a winner. So let's give him credit
right.
where the credit is due, you know?
Because
those people, to me, they sound like haters. You sound
okay.
like haters. And that is, tell them, Lady T, that is something you never want to do. You don't ever want to sound like no hater, man. You know?
That's right.
Give
Ooh.
That man his props Ooh. For what he did. Give that man his prop for the game that he orchestrated. And McVay
coming
is
from
there.
The president.
That, you know? What that mean?
The hate club. Somebody tell us on the hate club. The person
in the hate club. Not only a member.
I'm
the hater club,
baby. I'm the hater club, y'all. I'm gonna tell y'all honestly. The only athlete that I hate on is LeBron James because I see him getting too much unnecessary
no,
love
bro.
From everybody.
Oh,
Lord.
No.
You hate on Dallas. You hate on. It's a couple
No. Dallas is a way of life. That was just the way of life. That's just how it is.
Delusional.
My man. Then you're right. You're
delusional.
No,
delusional.
If that's the way of life for him, then he right. The only person he hates on is LeBron. He right.
Yeah. Listen.
He's not a point guard. He's a power forward. If anything, you shouldn't be trying to be a point guard. You shouldn't be trying to take the last shot. That's for somebody else to do. Why are you taking the last shot?
Hey.
And you had a nerve to fade out of bounds by taking the shot.
Rod, you preaching to the choir, bro. You preaching to the choir with that
something?
Dude, man.
About the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
you
preaching to the choir
right
there, Ron.
Lady C, that Cooper Kupp
yes,
thing and him not being the MVP, I don't
mm-hmm.
take anything from Cooper Kupp or Stafford
mm-hmm.
or even Aaron Donald. But if I had to pick
right.
the MVP
right.
of that game yesterday, it would have been A'shaun Robinson on their defensive line, number 94.
Mm.
He completely shut the run down. He shut the
run
down.
Did he?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Anytime they got more than 2 yards, they put him back in the game. Get back in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Shut him down.
They was being smart. He was being smart.
Your boy Chris Collinsworth, rarely do I agree with anything Chris Collinsworth
yeah.
said. But he brought it to our attention first. He's an idiot. But he was like,
that's true.
If they want to run the ball, all they got to do is put big number 94 in there, and he's stopping it every time. And
yeah,
so now,
every time.
Like 57 just said, now the Rams did a good job overall on the run, but when they really counted, man, 94 was in there, man, shutting that thing down.
Yeah, but
completely down. Completely down. I was like,
yep.
wow. wild. Now, speak on the halftime. Because, you know, I owe Mary J. Blige an apology, okay? Because your boy Bill is one of those power watchers on Stars. And, I mean, I watch it the Thursday
So do I.
Night, you know what I mean? And I was saying, you know, Mary J. washed up and she this and she that. But, boy, when I saw them guys on that daggone halftime show, at first I looked, I said, who the hell is that? Then I said, oh, yeah, that's right. Mary J. is supposed to be on there with them tonight. And she got to doing her thing. And Ron, I'm going to say this, Ron.
You tell Paul.
I really who is that talking?
Somebody
has a conversation. Ron, I'm going to say this, Ron. Usually, yes, women should come first. And we should put them first. But they brought Mary J. Blige in right when it was appropriate. They brought her in right when... I mean, you know, and another thing, did anybody else think Snoop Dogg was going to crack a hip or break a leg or something in their crip walk? I ain't never seen nobody crip walk that hard in my life. Snoop wasn't playing with him, you hear me? He had to face
that man got ATL.
I could not believe it. I said, look at Snoop.
Brother Cal, can I say this? Reason why I say Mary J. Blige should have went first, I know because they said, they said it's a hip-hop show. Understandable, right? Hip-hop rap show, first time. Mary J. Blige had some hits. You know, she had some hits. And, you know, you want to say the best for last. You know, she from New York. Let the New Yorker do her thing first. Then bring it to Cali. Then bring it home.
Because the song that she sung was just the saddest song. She just went on at all the single songs she sung. She picked all the songs.
It was a highs and lows, back to highs situation. You know what I mean?
That was a low Snoop for me.
Yes. Mary do her thing, then bring it back at 50 Cent. If I thought his fat ass was going to fall.
I'm like, ain't no way in the world I could have got upside down like that. I was thinking to myself, he's going to faint in a minute.
I thought
the pole was going to break. That made it like $2.50. Looked like $2.50.
Hey,
and the way
Mary
was
wasn't
going to
go first.
Mary wasn't going
to go first because that was Dr. Dre's show. They was in L.A., you know, Compton right around the corner, you know. So, you know, that Dre was going to go first. Plus, this is the way I feel about it. I love Mary J. She didn't have to do nothing but come up there and dance around and everything in a big fat hat. And I'd have been cool with it. You know, I love Mary. And then she worked so hard, she passed out at the end of her performance. What the hell?
She was working so hard, she passed out.
she failed. That was on purpose.
She had no Marlboros or nothing.
She had no Marlboros
at all. Give us a
warning. Man, okay.
Hey, but I'm going to say this. As far as halftime shows go, that was a great halftime show. That was a great halftime show to me. And I've heard people that are complaining, saying, man, they did all that old music. Well, Kendrick, first of all, Kendrick Lamar was not old music that he was doing, and it was still great and fitting. It was still great and right in place where it should have been. So kudos to Dr. Dre and those guys for putting that thing together and showing just how Death Row got down. I'm trying to tell you, man, but I have seen all type of memes on 56 Hagen upside down, and I was like, wow. Wow.
Can I show this question from Brother Kale?
His video just like that. That's from his video. When he did the video,
just like that.
He was hanging upside down just like that in the video. But
he's about 100 pounds lighter.
On his side, like,
not for real.
Be taking up for him or anything like that. But 50 Cent, he had to gain weight like he did for the show that he's in. So he had to gain the weight. So what he should have did was he should have had some bigger clothes on so you could hide it a little bit better. He shouldn't have had them tight clothes on like that.
That man was good.
Wait.
He just signed a multi-year deal with Hollywood to produce another show. I'm sure he don't care how he looks.
No, he has to get bigger. They wanted him to get bigger.
Nah, you got to care how you look, bro. You got to care how you look, bro.
Yeah, you got to care how you look. Yeah,
he was looking like the chef on South Park, man. I thought they had the tag on chef.
Oh, no.
South Park.
That's exactly what he looked like, too.
This is our Lady T. I have a question for y'all. You say, I heard you say this one of the best performance ever. Is this performance better than the 2006 Prince performance? Hey, look, tell the truth.
No.
Tell the truth.
No. No.
Okay.
No,
that's
a tough one.
Yeah.
No, definitely not. Prince performed in the rain. In the rain with high heels
man,
on.
Man, what?
No.
What?
Yeah. Huh.
But
give me a break.
Do y'all think it was better than when Janet Jackson showed her breast?
I ain't even worried about that. I can see that any day.
You
will never see it rain.
Where do I need to go? Where do I need to go to see that any day? Could you help a brother?
Get up off your phone. Get up off your phone and go back to the bed.
After Curio.
Oh my God.
Okay.
I cannot with y'all.
And you know what? Justin Timberlake should have been brought up on charges, man. He should have been brought up on charges because he assaulted that woman and ripped her clothes off. So
And ripped her clothes off.
That was assault.
Thomas, he bring a sassy back.
Yeah. Hey, listen. I don't know about sassy, but he danced on the brought slob to my mouth.
Boy, you sick.
Let me
ask a question. Y'all don't think Janet had anything to do with that?
I do.
She do.
I don't. I'm gonna change my mind because she's so reserved and quiet and to herself and all, you know, like
that new edition movie and the Bobby Brown special, all that jive, like put Janet out there, and the Janet thought we knew ain't the Janet we knew at all.
That was a movie.
You know what I mean? I never thought Janet would mess with Bobby Brown. Never thought Janet would mess with Bobby Brown. At the same time, she messing with the boss.
Why not?
Right
there.
Same exact time. But why not? Bobby Brown was hot back then. Are y'all kidding me right now?
She wasn't too good.
Bobby Brown was
it.
Like, everybody wanted Bobby Brown.
But hell, she messed with Jermaine Dupri, that worm. So what the hell?
There's a word that the Bards have a kid by Janet Jackson.
They said it's not true though.
I was Jermaine Dupri a worm, yo. Why you call Jermaine Dupri a worm, man?
That's what he looked like, a worm with glasses.
Wow. He be jolly like.
Yeah. The funniest role I've ever seen Jermaine Dupri in was Deep Cover with LL Cool J and Omar Epps. Where they was like, yeah, they going out back with old Grammy A. Well, I forgot Jermaine Dupri number in that joke, but they was outside smoking the weed, and if Jermaine Dupri did not look funny as ever to me. I was like, oh my goodness, that Bama looked funny as a mug. But hey, you know, another billionaire brother. So I ain't got nothing bad to say about him, but hey, he's a funny looking dude. But anyway, this Super Bowl, I'm not going to say, now that you guys have made mention to it, I'm not going to say it was better than the Prince Super Bowl, but it's up there.
No, that was better.
It's up there.
Betty Anderson said, and when Madonna kissed Miley Cyrus in the mouth.
That was a stunt. Yeah. And I think at the time we were so caught off guard by women to women action that it was man, did you see that? But that was a stunt. That was a stunt, you know.
Yeah.
How about Lady Gaga on the halftime performance?
I don't really care for the big, she be overdoing it to me. Like, that's a whole lot of bird on your head and the train.
Yeah.
Stockings on your head. That's too much.
When the camera first shows Lady Gaga, how many people think in their mind she high, or she was high when
everybody
she came up with that idea? You know, but some of the stuff
ain't
that line does is just exactly. You hit it right on the nose, Lou. Nuts. So you know,
I was hearing a human.
You said what, Lou?
Maybe she wasn't born on this planet either.
Maybe not. You know, one never knows.
Did anybody see any memorable commercials? Did any commercials get to you at all?
No.
Can I get a?
I ain't seen.
Was that commercial the Super Bowl commercial?
Oh yeah.
The McDonald's commercial was. I remember
the commercial with the young boy with the Doritos and the boyfriend from, I believe that was last year. That one still sticks out in my mind more than any of these commercials that we just watched Sunday. And I'm like, okay. At first I was like, you know, when they going to start the new commercials? Normally, commercials is the thing during halftime or during the Super Bowl. And I didn't see anything that was really like, oh, man.
Why you're making no money, Kev. You know, for 30 seconds of a commercial, right? 30 seconds. They want to do a 30-second commercial. That's $2.6 million for that one little flat.
Wow.
That's why you ain't seen no commercials.
And then not to mention the price of
production.
Ain't
nobody making money. So you ain't going to see no nothing going on like that. Ain't nobody making no money.
Well, Lysol should have made a new commercial because them banners made money. Who else?
The bacteria, the hand washing people, the sanitizer people, all them. They should have been the ones instead of Budweiser and all them people. They should have
I like the claymation one.
People that made us safe.
The who one?
With the claymation one where the players came out of the TV.
I
like that one right there. That's the only one that kind of made me go, well, okay, I like that. But the rest of them.
You know, that was kind of wild to me, though. That one was kind of wild to me. It was like, they doing too much. That's stupid. And then.
Oh, I enjoyed that.
I will say I like the fact that they brought older players and uh-huh. utilized older players in that animation commercial. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, it was like, okay, I don't know, man. I guess I was just looking for something to compare it
different.
To.
Yeah.
Yes, and we saw nothing. They gave us nothing, really, in comparison to Super Bowl commercials. You know,
yeah.
it was just nothing, man. It was like, okay, all right, now what? Okay,
yep.
now what? You know?
On no tight Budweiser commercials like we normally see. You know,
none
of that.
No Clydesdales at all. No, Doritos, McDonald's, and even though it's a pandemic, McDonald's is still making money. McDonald's is still getting money even though it is a pandemic.
Can we not advertise them? Like, we ain't even going to mention them. Their food ain't real, so we're not going to talk about them.
Hey, that's cool.
Hey, ain't nobody's food out there real now.
Wait, you ain't lying about that.
That's why,
yeah.
That's why I eat my vegetables. That's why I eat my vegetables.
Half of them
there you
places.
Go.
Half of them places. If you ain't growing them yourself, you don't know what you eat. Period.
You got better off to get yourself a little plot of land and grow your own stuff. Grab
there
you a couple of chickens.
Mm. All you need
this is true.
That's right.
Hey, don't get me started. I'm always watching Life Below Zero and The Last of the Last Frontier. Those are my shows, boy. And I'm always telling Reese, can you live like that? You live like that. One day we're going to be living just like that. Watch what I tell you.
Just like that. Watch the news for the next 5 days. Watch what goes on with what's happening with Russia and all of this stuff. But not just that. Look at how we're not – different places are complaining about not getting food. It's not just they're not getting it. It's an accident. It's not an accident that we're not getting it.
Yeah.
They know exactly what they're doing. It's not an accident that all the prices are going up. They gave away too much stimulus money. They got to get it back.
Right.
Watch what's going
on. Got to.
Yeah, because I was
by
in the shop the other day, and I was
necessary.
Like,
they're going to get it back by any means necessary. They're going to get it back.
I was in the shop the other day, and I'm looking around. I'm like, damn, why the shelves and the freezers so empty, you know? But all the prices have gone up. It's crazy to me, you know? How is this happening? And 57-year-old 100% right. Yeah, 57-year-old 100%
right. It's impacting my couponing. It's impacting all that. I mean, it's getting on my nerves now. Y'all probably slow down. Because now they're talking about not doubling my coupons no more, not doing this. It's just getting out of hand.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
It's only going to get worse.
Yeah. Well, you know, all I can say is we are an educated people, and we are very resilient and flexible. So with that said, tomorrow instead of one bread peanut butter, one bread jelly, just take one bread peanut butter and improvise with the other. You know what I'm saying? You do what you got to do to get through. And
I'm going to eat good to the bottom
fall
out.
There we go.
I'm going to eat good to the bottom fall out. Shoot, forget it.
If I don't do nothing else, eating good, going to have to be. It's mandatory. It is mandatory. Before we get off of here, I want to take this time to say congratulations to you again, Mima, for being the last person to win on Lady T's pick. Lady T and myself were discussing a raffle for you guys, something to just hold us until the football season rolled back around. Because I'm telling you, ain't nothing like Lady T's picks. I love it. I love it. I love it. So, but
showing the people
we're
on the I'm showing the people on Lionsdale one of the gifts that we could be raffling off. So I'm just showing them the gift online. It's a purse. It say, hello, weekend. Like you're going out for a weekend.
Well, Lady
so
T.
So you want to see the purse? Go online to see the purse.
Lady T, I don't carry purses, so I don't carry purses. So
I want to win it for my girlfriend.
Now, you see, she be charged up. Y'all see how she be charged up.
That's the first one. That's the first one, bro. It's going to be other ones that's going to not benefit us.
I'm thinking it. Good night.
That's just the first one. It's going to be other gifts that don't benefit the women of Kale's Corner. It's going to benefit the men of Kale's Corner.
I hear you.
You wanted Mary J to be first? Be first.
I ain't want Ron to get on me about going out of order, like putting the men first. So I was taking Ron and 57's advice, like doing the women first. Thank you. Thank you.
That's how I reminded me
that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks, Ron.
Because without a woman,
there
will be no man.
Boom.
57, I'm going to need you to stop hanging upside down at halftime show. 57, I'm going to need you to stop hanging upside down on halftime shows because it you can't breathe, bro.
I tell you what, they care. If that had been me, you know we'd have all hit it. All the Kale's Corner would have been in L.A. If that had been me.
There we go.
And
there we
would have been on our plane would have said, Kale's Corner. Boom.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Come on, Lady T. It's all on you, bro.
Oh, man, it's that time of the evening, you guys. It's that time of evening. Kale and Miss T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. We love you guys. Kale and Miss T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. Tomorrow, Thursday, come around, you will see how much more we love on you guys. Kale and Miss T are here every Tuesday and Thursday from the hours of 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. You guys can follow Kale's Corner on Instagram at Kale's Corner and at YouTube Facebook at Kale's Corner. You guys can also go to blogtalkradio.com/UKaleMcLean and you guys can follow us there. You guys can leave messages. You guys can do whatever you want on the site. You guys, we love you guys. I swear we love you guys. The raffle, we're going to figure it out for you guys, and we're going to see you guys right back here on Thursday, 5 p.m. sharp. I love you guys so much. Kale, you got anything to say?
All right, all right. Another great show, beautiful show. Appreciate y'all. Thank you all for your participation. Congratulations to Mima. That's my Mima for winning that pool.
Yeah, congratulations.
Hey, I hope you all enjoyed your appearance here on the show. Thank you for your input and your help to make it the great show that it was. And we like to say we will see you all on Thursday. Let's go, baby. I like this one, T. I like this. He getting mad on this.
Yeah.
All right.
two and then the three, three and then the four, then you gotta breathe. One and then the two and then the three and then the four, then you gotta breathe. Then you gotta, then you gotta. Jody just can't breathe when I come through, hum to some shoes. Gotta be 20, man, it's not even funny, they can't. The so-called too tight, the left looks too right. You know what, you right, these can't. Look, look, they heart racing, they start chasing. But I'm so fast when I blow past that they can't. In the presence of the man, your future look better than your past. If you present with the man, you better. Can't share my air. I walk a mile in the pair I wear, and I'm getting better year by year. Like they say, wine do. Cops couldn't smell me if you brought the canines through. And I pace myself. I know these money hungry wanna taste my wealth, but I keep them on a diet. Embrace their health, or even keep them on a quiet and space myself and just take a deep breath. I got them grabbing their chest, cause it's hurting them to see fabbing is best. And they in their worst, they rather see me laying a hearse than laying a back. And I ain't just laying the verse, I'm saying the facts. I came back with some sticker stones that got these broke looking at me like they choking on a chicken bone. Every chick I bone can't leave it alone, so I know it's one of them every time I pick my phone. Breathe. One and then the two, two and then the three and then the four, then you gotta breathe. One and then the two and then the three and then the four, then you gotta breathe. One and then the two and then the three and then the four, then you gotta breathe. Then you gotta, then you gotta. Joey can't breathe when I come through, hum to some shoes. Gotta be 20, man, it's not even funny, they can't. The chokehold's too tight, the left looks too right. You know what, you right, can't. Look, look, they hearts racing, they start chasing. But I'm so fast when I blow past that they can't. In the presence of the man, here your future look better than your past. If you present with the man, I see them on the block when I pass. It's looking like they need oxygen masks. I make it harder, but I keep the Glocks in the stashes, cause the cops wanna lock and harass us and make it harder. They have to react like having an asthma attack when they see the plasma in back. You dudes are wheezing behind me. My flow is like a coupe, breathing at 90. That's the reason they sign me. This click metaphors and hard punches on the cut. Feel something like hard punches to the gut. High dress the haters and underestimate us, and ride up on them like they escalators. They shook up and hooked up the respirators on they last breath, talking to investigators. I'm a breath of fresh air and a fresh pair. Face it blue and do it till your face get blue. And then
one and then the two and then the three and then the four, then you gotta breathe. One and then the two and then the three and then the four, then you gotta breathe. One and then the two and then the three and then the four, then you gotta breathe. Then you gotta, then you gotta.
Jody can't breathe.